You're listening to the Perfectly Imperfect Social Podcast, a podcast designed to help female entrepreneurs like you stand out authentically and genuinely on social media. I want to get you creating the social media content that may be imperfect for others, but it's right for you and your business. I'm your host, Kirsten Jordan. I'm a social media content strategist, and I'm excited you are here today. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Perfectly Imperfect Social Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about probably one of my least favorite social media platforms, LinkedIn. And to help convince me otherwise, we have a special guest, Dee Boswell Buck, who's a digital marketing strategist who loves LinkedIn, and she is the founder of Boswell Buck Creative. And so today we're going to talk about LinkedIn and if you should be on this platform as an entrepreneur. So welcome, Dee.
Hi, Kirsten. Thanks for having me.
No worries. I am very excited to chat with you today because I'm going to go for it. LinkedIn is probably one of my least favorite social media platforms. And one of the reasons that it is that I feel people aren't themselves on LinkedIn. I feel that there's a curtain or a wall that people put up where they think they have to be uber professional. And I'd love to know what you think and to debate me on this. Convince me that I am wrong, Dee.
So it's funny that you say this because pretty much I would think that on any social media platform, anyone can show up the way we want them to show up, right? Mm. So for instance, on my personal profile, let's take, if we were talking about Facebook, for instance, so on my personal profile, I share fun pictures of my daughter, but no one sees the craziness that goes on at home and how I'm struggling with remote learning. So on LinkedIn, I find that more people, like they're not very aware how of the same feeling that they have on the other platforms. Like it just gets, it's like a bigger feeling on LinkedIn. So I think what happened is that, you know, when LinkedIn first started off, it was like this place where you go to find a job and you show up with your resume and you got to show up looking your best. And this resume is saying everything that it is that you do and just how you would show up at a job promotion, feeling all nervous. So I think that we still have that within us that this is how LinkedIn is. We have to show up a certain way in order for people to choose us. And that's not the case at all.
Mm. I love that you drew that parallel to Facebook, and you are very right that people do choose how they show up on different social platforms. And before COVID hit, I actually attended an event in the Toronto area. It was called Social Media Week. And there was a LinkedIn expert from LinkedIn Canada who actually spoke at the event. And one of the things that they said has always stayed with me, the best LinkedIn content that is shared is when people are more human. And like, I really wish that my feed on LinkedIn was filled with more human business content. Do you think that there's, you know, you probably spend a lot more time on LinkedIn than I do because you're the LinkedIn go-to expert. Are people starting to shift that way a little bit more? Because I know even the platform is trying to shift to a little bit more of a human approach as well with some of the new functionality that they've introduced.
Yes, people are starting to show up more as themselves. I always have these analogies. So when Tiger Woods got into golf, then we started to have like a younger crowd following golf. So now with LinkedIn, it's not just those who are looking for a job on LinkedIn, but it's the entrepreneur, the solopreneur. And these are individuals who probably left a 9-to-5 job and they left this 9-to-5 so that they can have the life that they want. And they want to show up as a business owner that they are. And this is how they are putting out content on LinkedIn. So for myself, I mean, I am connecting on LinkedIn so I can connect with my target audience. And I like to have a more business side to it. I don't show anything with my family, but I'll show that I was at a cafe with my mastermind group, or that is something that deals with my business, or I'll share that I'm having a workshop and the fun way that I like to promote it. So at the end of the day, if someone is going to book with me, I want them to see who they're going to book with. And so more entrepreneurs are starting to show up as themselves.
And so, with the entrepreneurs that are starting to use LinkedIn as part of their social media mix, how are they actually using it? Do they tend to skew more sharing the thought leadership style of content? Are they building profiles and sort of leaving it at that? Any sort of insights around that?
So, of course, they're doing things like sharing their content, sharing about their business. But the entrepreneurs who are very successful on LinkedIn, they are asking questions. So there'll be a post, and it might very well just be a text message where, you know what? I found out that more people like to have this versus that. What are your thoughts? And then those types of posts, they tend to have like a lot more engagement. Some of them, they don't even have an image in them. So they're actually coming out with these conversational posts, and then there are more people engaging with them on the platform.
That's interesting. It's so funny that you say that because any other social media platform would be like, yeah, of course you're wanting to ask questions and sort of invite that conversation. And then for some reason on LinkedIn, there tends to be this wall where people don't invite that conversation and that discussion. And I wish I saw more of what you described in my feed because you're right, you would participate in that conversation and that comment. Would you say that there's a certain type of entrepreneur that LinkedIn is best suited for? Service-based business, product-based businesses.
Yeah, I get that question a lot, and I'm always stumped. I try to think about like who would not be a good fit on LinkedIn, but I think that any product-based business or entrepreneur or service-based business could go on to LinkedIn. I think everyone has to remember, though, that they have to use the platform in its unique way. So for me to show up on LinkedIn and just share my content, I'm just going to have people liking my content, maybe or maybe not. But if I go onto LinkedIn and I share content about my business, connect with those who are my target audience. So I'm not just connecting with anyone, but I'm connecting with my target audience. I'm also connecting with those who might be a great collaborator with. Then those are the individuals who are going to be more engaged with what it is I'm posting. And also, they might even end up being a really great referral source as well. So then when you work LinkedIn that way, then you end up actually getting business from LinkedIn.
Okay, you're convincing me. You're making me think differently about this platform. How did you actually, I have a lot of questions for you, but how did you actually become that, you are very well known in our industry because we're in a similar industry. Of being like the person to talk to when it's all about LinkedIn. How did you sort of get into being that go-to expert for LinkedIn?
When I used to work, I was at this job for 26 years, not just a job, it was a career, and I really enjoyed it. And I became certified in digital marketing. And I thought that I would be able to get a job in the company that I was working at, and that didn't happen. So I was like, I'm already on LinkedIn and I share a lot about what's going on within that sector. I worked in the retail sector, so I would share things about retail stores that are closing, stores that are opening. And I thought, you know, I think I'm going to use LinkedIn to, I'm just going to do a hard pivot and I'm going to share about anything having to do with online marketing. And I would softly share about anything having to do with retail because, you know, I didn't want to have any weird flags raising or anything like that. So I decided that if I shared content about online marketing, social media, et cetera, then I would also connect with anyone who was in the position to hire at other companies. So what happened was that I just started to connect with those who could hire me. They would see my content. And then they were engaging with it. And then I started to have people reach out to me for digital marketing contracts, more as a B2B. So I don't know. I just started to learn the platform and trying to make sure that I use all of the different aspects of it in the right ways. And I just started to love LinkedIn. I love LinkedIn. I love it.
You love it. So when you're working, because you work a lot with female entrepreneurs, and help them get started with LinkedIn. What are sort of, do you have to overcome any of those barriers of like, you know, LinkedIn isn't for me, and you have to convince people that, no, actually, I think this could be for you, or are people ready to jump on that platform?
When people do reach out to me, they know that there is something there when it comes to LinkedIn. It's just that, you know, as you said initially, they feel that it's very stuffy. I've heard the analogy that when someone says, like, I feel like my stepsisters are watching me, or it's my dad watching me. I'm at a party and I should go home, right? It's just really
That is a
crazy.
very good analogy. And I'm like, yes, I don't know if it's the step. I'm like, someone is watching you. And I need to stop that.
Yeah, so I always tell everyone that, you know, show up very proudly as you would on any other platform. Mind you, it's not going to be as personal. So, and there's like a really nice way to balance it. Don't just share only about your business on LinkedIn, but what you want to do is you also want to share some content that says that, oh, she's the expert, and these are the things that she reads up on LinkedIn. So I think once everybody gets over the what is it that I should post, because what I'm posting right now isn't working. So once they go to, you know, doing that type of strategy, they find that there's more engagement. And then, you know, I'll show them how to connect with their target audience. You know, you do a search in the search bar for who it is that you're looking for to connect with. And once they see that there's a strategy to do that, then they feel more at ease. And I always recommend that if you are going to connect with somebody on LinkedIn, send a note. So
Yes.
yeah, always send a note. And that could be, hey, not hey, but I love that blog that you shared in your profile. I feel the same way too. I'd love to connect with you on LinkedIn. So then that way you stand out and you've developed a bit of a rapport.
Hearing you talk, it's almost like it's a mindset shift. And so it's funny because like I coach women, you know, to shift how they think about social media, that it doesn't have to be perfect, that they should show up as their authentic and their real selves. And then just there's light bulbs kind of going off in my head right now because I'm like, oh, it's just shifting how I think about LinkedIn. And once I sort of overcome that hurdle of, like you said, somebody's watching you. And, you know, the content strategy is different, but I can still be myself. It's just a different aspect. It's a different way of using the platform. And it's no different than any other social media platform because how you use each one is different, right?
Right, absolutely.
What type of conversions do you see from businesses who do adopt LinkedIn as part of their strategy?
So I have some of my clients because we're using it in its unique way. So for my clients, I'll use them as an example. Not only am I sharing content on LinkedIn, but I'm also reaching out to a certain amount of who their ideal target would be. So I connect with that target on LinkedIn. I send a note, and then that client has to jump in and take over. But because we're being very strategic, I have a client who is an event planner. So, event planning during a pandemic, she
Not
can't
good.
do any in-person events, but she's pivoted her business to doing virtual conferences because a lot of companies are saying, okay, we put our events on pause, but we're learning that we can take it to the online space. So, she is reaching out to those type of businesses or those who are in the position to make those hiring decisions. And once she connects with them and they see the type of content that she's sharing, she's booking coffee chats. And those coffee chats are leading to them joining her email list, or she's even booking clients every single month for their next event.
Yeah, I mean, I can see definite. I was reading something, I think a couple of weeks ago, where it was talking about the expectations now around virtual events. And I think at the beginning of the pandemic, which, you know, is now over a year ago, or close to a year ago, depending where you are in the world, you know, people were okay with the Zoom event because people were scrambling, pulling it together. But what I read was, you know, people are expecting more out of these virtual events now. And so for event planners, like a huge opportunity to help people, you know, organizations and companies up their game and to make sure that those events run seamlessly. I attended in the fall the Atelier Collectives event, and it was, wow, fantastic. You know, so seamless, the virtual experience. So that is exciting. That's a great way to use it. Do you dabble at all in LinkedIn ads? I'm curious.
I don't use LinkedIn ads. It's something that I am thinking about, and I have had people reach out to me. I always like to return back with some research. So when somebody reaches out to me, then I come back with a proposal, and I also share some research in there, and I let them know that I've done some research, spoken to colleagues as well. And maybe, you know, LinkedIn ads are really great. However, you might be able to reach more with a Facebook ad and spend less. So at the end of the day, it all depends on what your business goals are. But the clients that I've worked with, they have decided to use Facebook ads instead, just because LinkedIn ads are definitely more expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, for sure. And I mean, you're definitely the go-to LinkedIn expert, but you're also a digital marketing expert. So it's great that you can bring those insights to the clients that you work with. And I know if you don't follow Dee already, I follow you on Instagram. You're always sharing some great stats and insights. So you help me up to date as well. So if someone who's listening to this, and mainly the listeners of this podcast are female entrepreneurs, if they wanted to sort of start experimenting a little bit with LinkedIn, maybe they're not quite ready to call you yet, but they want to say, you know, let's start to explore what LinkedIn could look like for me and my business. How would you suggest they start to think about that, or any tips?
Okay, I'm going to give you three tips.
Oh, good.
So number one, I would say do a deep dive into who your ideal client is. What is it that they need help with? And then go to your LinkedIn headlines. Your LinkedIn headline is, I believe, 220 characters or so, but what's the headline? And the first line of that headline should talk about how it is that you help your target audience. So for myself, it would be, I help you to get leads online. Mm-hmm. So you have that in your headline, so take care of that. The second one that I would say is think about the type of content. So you share content where you are not only sharing about yourself, but those articles as well. And don't be afraid to share content that drives traffic back to your website. So have call to actions to find out more. And then when you drive your traffic to your website, send them for the most part to the page where they can contact you, where they're going to fill out a form. And then another thing that is very important, or the last thing that I would mention, because I said three, is that always remember that LinkedIn is like your mini networking event. And sometimes you cannot get out in person to network. Mm-hmm. So treat it that way. And on LinkedIn, go ahead and reach out. So when you're building your connections, think about, who is it? Who's my target audience? Do I want to have some speaking opportunities? What type of person would that be that I can connect to, who can make those decisions, and start connecting with those individuals? And then everything is just going to start to flow, where you're going to see that engagement. And, you know, once you've connected to the right individuals, then you could start to tap into their connections as well.
Mm.
It's really exciting.
Yeah. I mean, you have changed my mind. Yeah. You have accomplished that now. My wheels are turning. I'm like, oh yeah, I could see how this could work. Curious. So in terms of LinkedIn etiquette, so sometimes when people reach out to me, they do put a little bit of a note of like, hey, I'd love to connect. I decline those. Is LinkedIn etiquette more that you should be accepting of people that you don't know outside of your network? Or are there any things that you should sort of be like, do at least we have a connection in common?
Okay. So I was once told that everyone who connects to you, you should connect with them. And it was, you know, if you were to go to a networking event and someone would approach you, would you just walk past them? My belief, though, is that if someone connects to me on LinkedIn, A, sometimes they're a little bit too salesy, so it's an automatic decline. But I do take into consideration that if I connect with this individual, just about whatever they post could show up in my feed. So when I take a look at what they're sharing, is that something that I want to see every time I open up the app. Like, how
Mm.
noisy do you want your feed to become? So as you are being very strategic with who you're connecting with, just take note that it's not just about everybody seeing what you are sharing, but you want to enjoy what everyone else is sharing as well. So with LinkedIn, you can have people either follow you or you can follow other accounts and you're not actually connected to them, or you can actually just connect with somebody on LinkedIn. So I don't believe, and I don't practice it, that you should connect with everybody who reaches out to you.
Okay, that's great insights. Who's the favorite person or company for you to follow on LinkedIn?
Ooh, the favorite company I like to follow. I'll be honest with you, I don't really have a favorite. I mean, I do like Social Media Examiner, and that's because I follow them on LinkedIn, but I don't really check out their business page too often because I'm a huge fan of their podcast. So I tend to listen to their podcast when I'm running. Yeah, there you go.
I'll tell you, I do have someone. I'll tell
Yeah.
I love following Sarah Blakely. I'm a
Oh
Sarah
yeah.
Blakely groupie. I like her
Yes.
insights and sort of pep talks, because she does strike that right balance between professional insights and
Yeah.
personal, where, you're right, there is a line, especially on LinkedIn, like how far you want to go. It's a little bit different. What's your least favorite social media? I told you mine. I said LinkedIn maybe. What's your least favorite social media platform?
Okay, so when I say that it's my least favorite, it's just not that I don't enjoy it. It's just the bottom of my top three. I say things so politically correct.
I know. They're not going to come after you, D, I
I know.
promise.
My least favorite, it's Facebook, because I find that like using platforms such as LinkedIn and on Instagram, you have a better chance of jumping in the feed of your target audience. And with Facebook, there tends to be a lot going on the platform. So I like to, really focus on where can I get the best wins for my business.
Yeah, and that is very good advice, because you should always be on the platforms that are where your audience hangs out and make
Yes.
sense for your business.
Yeah.
I'm not a super fan of Facebook
Yeah.
right now. I keep talking about it. Okay, how can people find out more about you? Because you might be have convinced a few other people to jump on the LinkedIn bandwagon.
Right. So you could find out more about me and see how I share by looking me up on LinkedIn at D Boswell Buck. And then my second platform, though it's a tie between LinkedIn and, but I love Instagram. So you could find me on Instagram at D Boswell underscore Buck.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dee. This was awesome. Great to
Thank you.
finally have someone to talk about LinkedIn.
And I hope
And
I convinced you.
maybe I'll be showing up more on LinkedIn. But thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Perfectly Imperfect Social Podcast. If you like what you've heard, I'd love for you to leave me a review or to subscribe so you can make sure that you don't miss out on future episodes. And I'd love to continue the conversation over on Instagram at Kirsten Jordan Digital. Until next time, keep being perfectly imperfect.